As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And he said, "You lack one thing. Go and sell what you own. Give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." Now, when he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. And then Jesus looked around and he said to his disciples, "Oh, how hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at his words. Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Well, they were greatly astounded, and they said to one another, "Well, then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." Peter said to him, "Look, we've left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."